Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Okay there, men, get on the beam, for here comes Command Performance, that high-flying show of yours, diving down through the stars over Hollywood and leveling off with its big entertainment guns wide open to fire Uncle Sam's best music and comedy at you in response to your thousands of swell letters. And here's our chief pilot for tonight, ordered back to Command Performance by letters from more than 24 countries, your master of ceremonies, Don Ameche.
Thank you, Ken Carpenter, and hello, fellas. Command Performance has been on command furlough, doing the honors from our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. So tonight, Hollywood is giving a royal welcome to the homecoming of your big show. But after all, here in the movie capital, Command Performance night is always homecoming night, for it's the big night Hollywood sets aside to answer those letters coming home from you guys over there. You see, this is not only your number one show, it's ours, too. The specialty of the house served by the American entertainment industry exactly as you order. But confidentially, fellas, the menu is extra special tonight, so drag up a chair and let's dig in. First, a favorite new dish of hundreds of you in Africa and India and Iceland and Australia, going places at 20th Century Fox. Here you are, and Miss Vivian Blaine.
Just a kiss away from me, although I know that we're on earth below, I feel we're somewhere on a star. Much too well, how dear you are, dearer far than words can tell. Tonight I know it must be you or no one. So if you want my heart, here you are. Although here you are.
Thank you, Vivian Blaine. Well, fellas, so many of you in Australia and the south and north parts of a half a dozen oceans have written to Command Performance requesting a very special star that I hardly know where to begin. Perhaps if I begin like this. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Well, hello, Don.
Well, here's Hanley Stafford, the daddy of Baby Snooks. What have you got in that package, Daddy?
A pair of George III candlesticks. A little broken, but know anybody who'd like to buy them?
Well, are you in the antique business now?
Until I get rid of these, I am. I went to an auction sale yesterday with Snooks.
Oh, I see. Say, tell me, Daddy, do you have to take Snooks with you all the time?
Are you married?
Well, of course I am.
Then don't ask silly questions. My wife found out I was going to the sale, and she forced me to take the kid. Well, I got down to the auction rooms and... Now, listen, Snooks.
Yes, Daddy.
When we go inside, you're not to touch anything on display. You're not to make any unnecessary noise. And you're not to ask a lot of questions while the auction is on. And now, if you have any more questions, you'd better ask them before we get inside.
Why?
Because once we're inside, I want you to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hurry up and ask me.
Does a chicken lay an egg when it wants to, or must it?
Now, what has that got to do with auction sales?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. The sale's going to start in a few minutes, and I want to look over the items. Let's go.
There's millions of things in here, Dad.
Sure. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Look at that old drum. Just like the one Grandpa has.
Where did Grandpa get the one he has?
Why, he was a drummer boy in the Civil War.
Yeah.
He tells some thrilling stories about it, too. How he carried his drum under the heaviest fire. When he saw the enemy, you know what he did?
Mm-hmm. He beat it.
I presume you mean his drum.
I presume so.
He was a very brave man. Well, let's look around.
Don't buy too much, Daddy.
Oh, you can't buy too much of this collection. Every piece in this room is a genuine antique.
Looks like secondhand stuff to me.
Well, it is all old. That's what makes it so valuable. The older a thing is, the more you get for it.
How much can we get for Grandpa?
We're not selling Grandpa.
Why?
Oh, don't be silly. Grandpa's not a thing you can get rid of at an auction sale.
Well, Grandma said she's been trying to get rid of
Snooks.
Grandpa.
I told you to keep quiet, didn't I?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, all right. Follow me and don't touch anything. Oh, here's something I'd like.
What is it, Daddy?
It's a real old Chippendale chair. Hmm. That's really an antique.
Well, it's fallen apart.
But it's beautiful.
Is it?
See how the wood has been eaten away and left a hole in the center of the seat?
Robespierre's got a chair like
that. That's a different kind of chair. Robespierre learns to walk in that one.
That ain't the one I...
I don't care about that. Just don't make any remarks. I think I'll bid on this chair. See, lot number 15.
When is the sale going to start, Dad?
In a minute. Oh, here's a rare piece. A 15th century Italian mug.
Where is he?
Right here.
This drinking mug. It's polished pewter.
Where did they find it?
It was made by a craftsman.
Yeah?
This mug is molded just like iron is. They smelt it. Very difficult.
Now it ain't.
What do you mean?
I can smell it from here.
You don't smelt pewter with your nose. I bought one just like that for Mommy's birthday last year, remember?
Yeah. She said it smelled too.
She did not. I think I'll buy this mug for her too.
Don't you like the mug you got her?
Well, there are two ways of taking that. But this'll make a good pair for the mantelpiece.
What's it for, Daddy?
Oh, just for show. It'll match that pewter goblet we have.
Where did we get him?
Get who? I said goblet. Do you know what a goblet is?
It's a little sailor, ain't it?
Yes. A midget. We keep him in the gravy boat. All right.
You
come on.
Heard me.
Let's look at the tapestries. Oh, isn't that a beauty? Look at that scene in Needlepoint.
I don't see nothing.
Well, stand back a little. That tapestry is probably hundreds of years old. It illustrates an old text.
How do you know?
It says so on the bottom. Arise and take the young child and flee into Persia.
Sad, ain't it?
Why, it's magnificent. Arise and take the young child and flee into Persia. See, there's the child, and there's Persia in the distance.
Where's the flea?
There isn't any flea.
Why?
Because there isn't. Snooks, take your hands off that cut glass bowl.
Why?
You're not supposed to handle things. That's going under the auctioneer's hammer.
Under his hammer?
Yes, and if you're not careful... Oh!
I saved him the trouble, Daddy.
Why did you drop it on the floor?
I didn't have no hammer.
Now I'll have to pay for it.
Well, let's say somebody else broke it, Daddy.
No, that's dishonest. Kick the pieces under the table. Maybe they won't see them.
Do you want those pieces wrapped?
No, thanks. We accidentally knocked the bowl off the table.
Yes, I know. There's a pair of candlesticks that go with the bowl, too. $90 for the set.
Oh, I don't want any candlesticks.
Here they are, Daddy.
Snooks, don't lift them up. Oh.
Breaks easy, don't it?
Very. Will you kindly step over to the cashier's desk, sir?
Certainly. Come on, Snooks.
I'm coming, Daddy.
Here we are. $92.70 with tax. Shall we send the pieces?
No, thank you. Here's the money. Let's go, Snooks.
Shall I turn over, Daddy?
If you please.
I'm turning.
Thank you. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go again.
Thank you, Fanny Bryce and Hanley Daddy Stafford. Well, gang, via some 36 shortwave beams, the British Broadcasting Corporation, the Australian Network, and stations from the North Pole southward, we're making special announcements to nine guys somewhere in Panama and to friend Zegstrin at Guantanamo Bay, also to Leatherneck Henley down in the Caribbean, to a guy named Kendall who wrote From Somewhere on September 7th. And to 10 sunburned Signal Corps men at APO 855. To Herd Liska, Georgetown, Private Pierce at APO 821. And though it'll be October soon in England, we're mentioning August in England. Corporal August. A call, too, to Helton and Shear at that station high off the ground at APO 835. To 54 guys at 1375 Pearl Harbor. And to Sergeant Mott in the Middle East. Attention, Sergeant Evans, and the fighter pilots who hear command performance in Middle Egypt. With a cooey and a hop from the kangaroo to all you Australians there in the Western Desert. The big news is a famous tune called Marie, and a famous band called to command performance by the entire AEF. Men, it's Tommy Dorsey.
Jean Marie.
Girl of my
you
dreams,
should
I
be waiting to find.
Have a little faith
your
in me.
Heart is aching, and tears will fall as you recall the moon. In all its splendor, your kiss, so very tender, the words will you surrender to me?
Living in a great big way.
Tommy Dorsey and your boys. Well, men, your letters and cables and V-mail have been rolling into Command Performance asking for America's most popular baritone. For example, letters from Private Christensen at APO 957, whose future wife Evelyn lives in San Francisco. And from Rose Marie in London, who wants us to say hello to her cousin Watton with a U.S. Coast Artillery Unit. Hello, cousin. And letters from Private Haggerty out where the wind is blowing. From Sergeant Gasaniga at APO 943, and from Kirkpatrick in Australia, and from a Minneapolis boy named Bear up there in Argentia, and from hundreds more. The answer to all that mail, fellows, is Without a Song and Nelson Eddy.
Things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend without a song. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. Dark is born, but he's no good no how without a song. I got my trouble and woe, mature as I know the Jordan will song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
Thank you, Nelson Eddy. Next, men, we move on to a mountainous pile of your letters. And on top of the heap, reading his V-mail, we find none other than Charlie McCarthy. This makes good news to a certain major at APO 942 and to Sergeant Christie and 13 flying buddies somewhere in India. So to thousands of you fighting men in a score of United Nations, here's that international imp whom all of you love. It's Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
Well, hello, Stinky.
Now, just a
So you're here, huh?
Just a moment, young man. Why, of all the remarks to make, Stinky.
Yeah.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
What's wrong?
What's wrong? Yeah. What's wrong? Yeah. What's wrong?
Now, don't give me that lieutenant routine, or...
Using the word Stinky for this audience, yeah. Look at them. Look at their faces.
Ain't they a mess? Well, now... Oh, Mr. Eddy, I can't be bothered with you, Bergen. Now, listen, Charlie. Oh, Mr. I got to talk business with Nelson Eddy. Oh, Mr. Eddy!
What is it, Charlie?
Yes, I've noticed you're in very good voice this evening, Mr. Eddy. And I was just wondering if you're not doing anything for the next couple of months, you know, we might be able to, you know, get together.
Oh, well, what do you mean, get together?
Well, I like your voice, and, you know, in my act, vaudeville is coming back, you know.
Oh, yes, yep, I read about it.
Yes, yeah. It's opening up all over. It's doing big business, too, you know. You and I, we could do all right together.
Oh, I don't know. I'm doing all right in concerts.
In concerts?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I know, but you don't get any laughs, do you? See, I'm telling you, Mr. Eddy, you've never known the joy of being on the stage until you get laughs.
Well, in concerts, we do amusing songs.
Oh, yes, you do, yes. But you can't come out in baggy pants in concerts, or do you?
Oh, no.
Now, about this vaudeville act of ours, are you interested?
Well, I don't know, Charlie. What's the matter with that old combination, Bergen and McCarthy?
Oh, please, Mr. Eddy. Vaudeville is trying to come back. Bergen's the icky that slipped it to Mickey.
You mean Bergen killed vaudeville?
He not only killed it, but he kicked it when it was down.
Now, just a moment, young man. You're forgetting that wherever we played, we stayed as long as we wanted to.
Yeah. Sure got tiresome traveling every day.
I think you're making a mistake, Charlie. There's no reason why Edgar couldn't do pretty well with his ventriloquist act.
Ventriloquist act. That stuff went out with a bustle. As a team, you and I could really go after the big dough. We could corner a crowd of that currency, brother.
You mean the heavy moolah?
That's it, yeah. That green stuff. That happy cabbage, yeah.
Then maybe you got something, McCarthy. Yeah. I can see the billing now.
Yeah?
Eddie and McCarthy.
Yeah, where are you looking? I can see it too. McCarthy and Eddy.
Nelson, Eddy and company.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, we'll be sensational. We'll come out in blackface. Yup, 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 yup.
Oh, yeah.
I give them a smile.
Yeah.
You give them the smile.
They give us the bird, yeah.
Oh, we'll kill the people.
Yeah, if they don't think of it first, yeah.
And then you sing a sultry South Sea love song in your own inimitable style.
Well, I don't know if I can handle that. You see, I've never been to the South Seas.
Has Jolson ever seen Alabama? Fake it.
Oh, I see.
Then the big number, sawing a man in half.
Yeah. What man?
You're my man.
No.
And when I get you sawed in two, one half sings, hold tight, and the other half sings, I ain't got no body.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute, Eddie. Steady, Eddie, Eddie, steady.
Now, just before the finish of the act, we need a boffo.
What?
You know, a boffo.
Oh, yeah.
A wham. A big joke.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, what's the joke?
All right, here it is. I had to shoot my dog the other day.
Why? Was he mad?
Well, he wasn't any too pleased about it.
All right. You laid it. Don't cackle over it.
Well, now that we've got the joke, yeah. What do we do for a finish?
Do you think we'll get that far?
I've got it. I'll sing. What would you like to hear?
Well, I'd like to hear Jeanette McDonald, but I'm stuck with you.
And I think I'd better have a number I can sink my teeth in.
Yes, think don't be so darn subtle. Why don't you come right out and say you want to sing shortening bread? I know.
Oh, well, all right, the shortening bread.
Yeah.
A mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening.
No.
Mammy's
sorry,
little
no.
baby.
No. Short, no. I'm short, awfully sorry, chum. It just won't do. It just won't do.
Well, what's the matter with it? That's the way I sing it in concerts.
That may be all right for concerts, but this is vaudeville, chum. Vaudeville. There are people out there. You gotta give them that zip, that razzmatazz.
You mean I gotta be solid, Eddie?
You gotta plant it now and dig it later, yeah.
I gotcha, Jackson. How's this? A mammy's little baby loves a shortening. A mammy's little baby loves a shortening of bread. A mammy's little baby loves a shortening. A mammy's little baby loves a shortening of bread. Why do I sigh for my sweetie pie? And that ain't no lie. It's shortening of bread. A doot and dee dee doot and dee 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 and doo dee doo dee da da dee and doo dee dee and doo dee doo.
The name of that song was Cornbread.
Now listen. Now, why does Mammy's little baby love shortening bread?
I don't know why. Make me know it.
'Cause my mama done told me when I was an infant, eat plenty of shortening bread. Stay away from that sweet cake or you'll get a toothache. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Well, that does it. That really does it.
How'd you like that, Charlie?
Well, maybe Bergen ain't so bad after all.
Well, gang, speaking for the G2 Department of Command Performance, intelligence plus a big studio clock tells us that time's just about up. Early and late these days, millions of Uncle Sam's workers are punching clocks. But we'd like to throw a Sunday punch at this particular clock that controls command performance and keep right on answering your letters. But we'll be punching in again next week at the same time, so be with us then, won't you? Meanwhile, the best of the best to you guys who are doing the punching over there. This is Don Amici saying so long from the USA.
Command Performance USA, the American entertainment industry's salute to Uncle Sam's armed forces throughout the world and to our fighting friends in all the United Nations. The stars and musicians appear in person through the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee and Local 47 of the American Federation of Musicians. The musical director tonight was Konstantin Bakalennikov of RKO. This is Ken Carpenter saying thanks for those letters and keep sending them to the station to which you're listening. And a special good night to you hundreds of great guys in the Iowan sourdough camp at Valdez and to our AEF around the earth. See you later, gang.